1380 WAOK.
Too much truth.
Into your show, man, with no half of the knowledge that you've been giving out in your show before. And I just want to take my hat off, man. You had me laughing a while ago. It's just been a blessing listening to you.
It's Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-882-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Gemini data, data service, data for us old Southern people. She called in one day and said, I'd just like to make a little announcement. I got a little bit of company now, and we do technology stuff, and I have some jobs. I need a couple people immediately, and this is what they need to know. And then when we bumped into each other, what were we at, Wendy?
Real Women Read.
She said, I'm the Wendy that called in. I said, I know the data lady. She said, yeah. And she said, I hired a couple of people from your show who called me. Mm-hmm. And I said, you did. I thought she was. I said, what were they doing? Popping popcorn or what are they, ticket taker somewhere? She said, they're working in the IT field.
Yep.
And one is making, I think you told me, about $100. The other one like $110 an hour.
That's correct.
And I got ready to fight her. I said, $110 an hour? Hell, you both have told them, look here, you holding this job for Derek. Holding this job for Derek. I mean, boy, look here, this is a DB job at $110 an hour. And, Wendy, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about that, because that's a great story. Tell us what you do and what your background is.
Okay. I'm actually born and raised in Alabama. I'm from a small town called Rutledge, Alabama. It's south of Montgomery, about 40 miles.
Near from the Gump.
From the Gump. So, but I've been in Atlanta a long time, over 20 years. And what I do is computer software engineering. Meaning I write computer code that run things like the internet, and I work for large companies, colleges, and universities in writing computer code is where I started out.
How did you learn that? When did you first get into business?
I got in the business right out of college, and I was working for a company. And I made the small baby steps from Montgomery to Birmingham to Chicago. And then I got offered a job to come back to Atlanta, which was perfect for me to get back south and warm up a little bit and be near my family. So it all worked out. I was working for a company. And then the company said, we're going to put you on this project at the state of Georgia when they implemented their PeopleSoft product.
Mm-hmm. And I remember when all that came out around 1990-something.
Yeah, it was 1998.
Yeah, PeopleSoft, because we got it at City Hall. Everybody right. Trying to figure out what was it. I know we spent a lot of money on it.
Yeah, I worked at City Hall as well.
Okay.
When Mayor Campbell was there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. By 98, I remember when PeopleSoft and everybody trying to get ready for Y2K.
Exactly. And that's what I was doing, but I was working for a company. And then I found out that I was making only 25% of what they were billing me to the different clients at. And so
they were keeping
75%,
and you were getting the 25, but you were doing the work.
But I was still making a lot of money back then,
you know,
more than I could think of. And I said, you know what? My name was Wendy, and one of the ladies that was getting all the paperwork, her name was Wendy, and I got some paperwork by mistake and saw that. And
Won't he do it?
He'll tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And me and one of my really, really good friends, who's like a brother to me, we talked about going out on our own. And so we all did, and we started our own firm. So in 1999, the day before my birthday in 1999, June 6, 1999, I started Kendrick McGee Consulting, which I named after my family. And
they thought that was a, when you say Kendrick McGee, they were looking for a man to show
they
up.
They surely were. They were looking for a
man. Oh, that's slick. Old slick and, self. and then her birthday 3 days before mine.
Exactly.
So she's a Gemini.
I am. Me yeah. and you and Prince.
There you
all
go.
Royalty.
There you go.
I started my own firm and I got my first contract and it just kind of took off from there. Even when the market had a downturn, they were still calling me because I had a specialty doing data from the old mainframe systems into the new ERP technology. And I can tell you, I've been truly blessed that I have always had a contract. People tend to call me. Just today, I had to turn my phone off because people call every day asking me about jobs and opportunity and things like that. So,
The people who call you, you had immediately openings working on the project?
Right. If I have an opening and people call with certain skill sets, the jobs range starting between $50 an hour and can go up as high as $200. It just depends.
Depend on what
on
it is.
On the skill set, yeah.
404-892-2703. If you got questions, comment for Wendy, we purposely call Wendy because one of the things I'm just a people person and I know good people. So just at Real Women Read, I said, well, Wendy, okay, you're hiring people $100-something an hour. One of the things that our people need to know is, okay, I can pay you $100 an hour.
Exactly.
But what you going to do with it?
Right.
So we begin to talk about wealth.
Yes, and wealth building.
And wealth building. And you are a wealth builder. I said to Wendy, I always shoot them, I'd be trying to see what people's heads are.
Yeah.
So I said, Wendy, now, I talk about wealth and wealth building because, Bozeman don't go nowhere, humming and bumming.
Yes,
I go everywhere, lending and spending.
Exactly.
And so I said, now, Wendy, I want to talk about wealth. And if you people making $100 an hour, do they know what to do with it? She said, I don't know if they know, but I know what to do with it.
Exactly.
Then I said, now, I don't want no broke people coming on my show. Just talking.
Exactly.
She said, well, what does that got to do with me? I know what I'm talking about. I said, this is my kind of sister here now.
And what did you I say? I said, I don't have a want nor need.
She said she has neither a want nor a need. That is not met.
Exactly.
I just started shouting on the spot. I said, hey, Nandy, you all just break out with a shout. I said, that's my new one. I have neither a want nor a need.
Yep. We all have desires, but Certainly. Those things are met. And I want to teach people how to do that because I'm paying more in taxes than both of my parents made as income. So I wanted to show people that it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
And that's what my mother used to always say. My mother, I remember running for office, my first city council run. I spent everything, savings and everything. And I go to my mama's house, she could read me.
Right, exactly.
She said, babe, what's wrong? I said, I'm about 2 weeks out from this. Right. I am going to win, but I'm about $3,000 short.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom went in there and wherever she got the money from.
Exactly.
She said, just bring it back when you win.
When you win, exactly.
I like, Mama, where you get this much money from?
Mm-hmm.
Out the house. I mean, she didn't even go to the bank. She didn't even go to the bank. I said, if I'd have known this, I'd have already snuck over here. So anyway, we'll come back. We're going to talk about some of the wealth principles.
Exactly.
We'll talk about some of the wealth principles. Our special guest is Wendy McGee. And don't be calling down here asking Wendy for no money either. She ain't got none like that. But she's going to tell you how to, we ain't going to teach you, and we ain't going to show you how to fish. We're going to teach you to fish
exactly.
today.
Exactly. Because I may have to borrow from them one day.
There you go.
To expand, that is.
There you go. All right. We finna teach you how to go from a borrower to a lender all in the next few minutes. 404-892-2703. If your change is a little strange, if you're coming up a little short, then you need to file up these phone lines at 404-892-2703 and ask Wendy, what can you do? If you want to have something you never had before, be willing to do something you've never done before.
Very well.
And we're going to tell you about a couple of old things you ought to be willing to do, like get up and go to work. Don't go into place. Gemini Data Services. We're going to ask her if she got any more openings on the end of these projects at $100-something an hour. Don't call nobody else. Call me first. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
Too much truth.
And some good news on I-20 eastbound. Looks like
A-OK. He's the boldest, baddest man on talk radio.
Put your big boy pants on, walk up in here.
It's Derek Bozeman with Too Much Truth.
Take your kind of the gentler radio. Well, tell it like it is.
Call us at 404-892-2703. On the voice of the community. News and Talk 1380, W-A-O-K.
Special guest is Wendy McGee. She owns Gemini Data Services. Wendy, what did we do wrong? What is the first thing? What's the first law of wealth formation if we won't just get off of 9 to 5? Because at some point you just say, look, I said, look, I could make a whole lot more working for myself. Is entrepreneurship the key to wealth formation, or can I do it from a 9 to 5?
I think entrepreneurship is the way to go. A 9 to 5, unless your name is on that 9 to 5, you're still disposable, you know, workforce. But one of the things that I want to express and stress to people is that don't run out and start a business if you got two situations that you've not handled.
Okay.
Bad credit and no savings. You know, everybody wants to invest. I'm going to invest in stock. I'm going to invest in Bitcoin. I'm going to invest and buy me a house, or I'm going to start me a business. But you have bad credit, which is going to be a problem for you to get money if you need money.
Right.
And you have nothing saved because, you know, we come from the Southern family. If sure as the sun shines, the rain's coming.
Yeah.
So you got to be prepared for that rain, and by having money saved or a stash, because you still have to live. And then nurture that
something
baby.
Is going to happen.
Yeah.
Give us a quick, we don't have a lot of time. I have another guest, but because I definitely got to get you back when we can just sit for 3 hours. Give us the quick law on savings. How much does the average person need, or the average household? Is there a factor? Is there a multiplier, 2 times your annual income? Is there something that we need? What amount do we need?
Well, you need enough for 6 months. Remember, the old adage was 3 months, but these days in 3 months, you can't get a paycheck and get back on track in 3 months.
Right.
So you need 6 months. But one of the things I tell people is everybody wants to know how much is that in my percentage. Well, it depends on what it takes to be you.
Right.
What that means is how much money does it take to be you on a monthly basis?
All right. Everybody should know, have a monthly budget and know what that their
expenses
are. Within
at least $100, you need to know, I need $7,000 to live this month. I need $2,000 to live this month. And then everything above and beyond that, you need to save. Get ready for that business. Get ready for that rainy day. Because we're not going to banks and getting written out $50,000, $60,000. And we're not inheriting millions of dollars. I want to change that. But to do that, we got to become entrepreneurs and hire each other.
6 months worth of savings.
6 months.
Clearly, one other thing is you got to know what to invest in.
Exactly.
A lot of us get depreciating assets. We like the biggest, baddest car.
Yes.
And that coming from a man who was at the car lot last 2 weeks ago and drove off with one of the biggest one they got.
Yeah.
But I can afford it.
Right. I have 4 cars.
Stop bragging.
I mean, I am bragging, and I'm bragging because I'm telling you it can be done.
And so talk about that. What should we invest in? We live in an apartment, but we got the latest car.
Well, the thing is, a car is a depreciating asset. But for me, my cars are used for business.
Right.
So it's to take clients out. It's to go to dinners, to do things for my business. But that car will come later. Mm-hmm. So get you something to get you to and fro and invest that money in something else besides a depreciating asset. And another falsehood is that owning a house is a great investment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that house making you money? The only people made money off that are the builders and the banks. I would suggest to anybody under the age of 30, don't buy a house until you got rental property or a business started, and let
multiple
them pay
streams
for
of
multiple
income.
Streams of income.
Because the way I always looked at it is, I should create an income even outside of my 9-to-5
exactly.
to pay for this car
right.
or to pay for this house.
Right, right. And the thing is, I fired my accountant because he told me I needed a car, because I don't need a car unless I'm doing it for business. What else can I do to make money? I need to be able to make money so that if I get ready or get tired and don't want to do anything, there's money still coming. You know how Jay-Z said you can't help the poor if you're one of them?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta,
Jose Williams told me that years ago.
You got to be able to help, and it's good to be a help. You know, even the word says that. But you've got to know how to use the money that you're given. I believe, and this is what I teach in my wealth cookbook classes, is that I believe anybody can become wealthy with the money they're making right now. The thing is that you got to define what wealth means to you.
Yeah.
Because to Bill Gates, $100,000 or $1 million is pennies.
Yeah.
But what does wealth mean to you? And once you define that, work towards that. And that's what you have to just go and take a step back. And, you know, when people say, if I were you, say, you're not, so I'm going to do it my way. Because if God gives you a vision for a business or a job or something like that, he gave it to you and no one else. So that means you need to work on it.
404-892-2703. Take us to the cookbook. Give us some more of these ingredients that need to go
right.
in this gumbo.
Okay, so the Wealth Cookbook, it started out as me and friends on the phone talking about money. And everybody calls me, ask me, what should I do about this? What should I do about that? And it just evolved into a Monday night, 1 hour and usually about 30 minutes of talking about money. Practical stuff, not the Dave Ramseys and the Kiyosaki, the millionaire next door and all that. We're talking about somebody like me who came from, you know, meager meanings, beginnings.
From Rutledge, Alabama.
Yeah, but I was able to build wealth. So we talk about practical things. You know, if you look at all of these people who talk about money, they've had some problems or they've been given a lot of money. So for the Wealth Cookbook, it's for me, who's a trained chef, it's recipes for wealth building, and so it's a series on how to start building wealth.
Tell us a couple of more things that we need to know. Then we got a lot of folks already on the phone.
Okay, so a couple of other things you need to know is you need to always watch your bank accounts and your credit cards. You're always getting charged for things you never see, and you're like, "What is this?" And you've got to be on top of your finances. You've got to know from every day how much money you have and where it sits. And another thing, don't spend it all. Do some free stuff. Go to the park. Do things like that. And then get ready and give. If you can't give your time, I mean, give money, you can give your time. So with all of that saves you with overspending and buying things that you don't need.
And to put in that rainy fund day, because the air conditioner will break down.
It will.
The car is going to need a new battery alternator starter.
Right.
Or it's going to go out. You are going to have some... unexpected expenses.
You are, and you got to be prepared for those.
404-892-2703. When we come back, we got Stacy and Tyree and Charles, and our lines are all full. Again, Wendy McGee, if you got a quick question about wealth building, what do you need to do to put yourself in a better position to use somebody else's resources? I'd like to have you some good credit. What do you need to get your credit good? And what is good credit now?
Right.
But the credit score has changed a little bit. It goes up to 860 or something now.
Yeah, it goes
roughly. You know, so you got to be above 700 now just to have good credit. 448-922-2703. It's good when you can walk in there and they tell you what you need. I just look here. I need this. They say, what you need, Mr. Bolton? I said, I didn't even know. I thought my stuff was underwater in here. Y'all mean I can get whatever I wanted, this 4% to 3% or whatever it is? Give me some of y'all money out of here. 448-922-2703. Look, don't go into place. Stick and stay with us. It is Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380. WAOK.
Too much truth.
Breaking news, sports, weather, traffic. We're live from the WAOK newsroom on News and Talk 1380. WAOK. Talk 1380. WAOK.
What up, y'all? My name is Q Parker from 112, and check it out. From 4 to 7 p.m., I'm tuned in to Too Much Truth with my man, Derek Bozeman, right here on News and Talk 1380. WAOK. Keep it right here.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call
right.
me, no matter where you are.
404-892-2703. We're trying to help you get at this money. In a few minutes with Teddy Aston, we're going to tell you when your money get funny and you're about to lose your house, how to hold on to it. And so we're talking to all audiences today, those who we're trying to help you pull out of the ditch and keep your house and don't lose it. And we're trying to tell you how to build enough money that if you do lose, you can walk into a new situation. People just crying, oh, I lost my house. I think back over it, I done lost cars. I ain't never lost no house, though. I let them tell them, the repo man said, look here, I just put a full tank of gas in here. I'm going to at least drive it for 3-4 more days. Y'all come pick it up after that now, because it's going to be hidden out now. After that, how about 23, 24? After that, y'all come get it, because I just fill it up. When I get through riding this out, then y'all call me back. It's on E, it'll be sitting out in front of the house. Y'all ain't even got to come look for me. Let's go back. Let's go to your phone. Let's go to Tyree in Fayetteville. You got a question for our guest, Wendy McGee. Tyree?
I do. Hey, Derek, how you doing?
Doing very well, brother. How about you?
I'm wonderfully well. My question more so is, I've got a daughter. She's 8 years old, and I started her coding about 4 months ago online. And as a matter of fact, this weekend she'll be attending an event at Georgia State called Black Girls Code. I was just wondering with Wendy, is there a certain kind of, I heard you talking about the different languages, and I know she's young, but are there certain kind of languages as far as when the coding goes that's more important than others? And are you a part of like the Black Girls Coding Network wherein young girls are learning from you? Or, and that's kind of my question that I had there.
All right.
Okay. Black Girls Code is an amazing organization, and I've been asked to be a part, but unfortunately at this time with my schedule, I'm not able to attend much of it.
Okay.
But I would suggest that anybody does that. And one of the things I think is the best languages are languages like R, Python, some of the machine learning languages, because artificial intelligence is just at another level. I was in a hotel in Los Angeles, and there was a robot that could get on the elevator. So, and everything behind that is code. It tells it what to do, how to go up the elevator, how to ring the phone when it gets to the door, and all of that's done through coding. And I applaud you for having a daughter that you're putting
eight
in that, because I'm always one of one. And with a name like Wendy, a lot of times they're confused when I walk in the room. So, but yeah, I think it's a perfect thing to get her involved. And at the end of this show, I'll give you guys my email, and I would love to stay in contact with you guys.
All right, let's go to Charles. He's in Atlanta. Charles, you got a question for Wendy?
Yes, the first caller beat me to the punch. My wife and I have custody of our granddaughter. She's in the fourth grade, 9 years old. She's in the gifted program, and I've been talking to her and my wife about having her in the coding computer. She's real smart, and I was just going to call you and ask you, are there any classes or independent classes that she can go to? Because I really want her to get in that field and stay in that field until she grows up.
Well, you better look up Black Girl Code.
Black
Girl
Code
is
amazing. Yeah, Black Girl Code is good. And then there are a lot of free things online. Because unlike when I started, there was a big, huge mainframe machines where you had to go into a building to be on, you know, these big mainframes. A lot of the new software and coding technology today is freeware. In other words, you can download it on a laptop and code right there. So you don't need a big engine behind it to be able to code. So, and even some of these languages I don't use. I'm trying to get into more myself to do some of the new cutting edge type of coding.
Let's go to Stacy. Stacy in Atlanta. Stacy, you have a question for Wendy?
Yes, I do. Thank you for talking about this topic. I have two questions. I hope you can cover both of them. Both, first one is financial, economic, for work for those who are looking in entrepreneurship. What are some sources of capital that you can access, particularly for Black people of color and women in particular? And then the second one is coding. Older workers, you know, they need to start some old gals code too. Because I started out doing key punch, you know, which led to, you know, that used to run these huge IBMs, which now do the same thing as probably your phone now.
Right.
So I've always been interested in it. And even though you don't, you may not stay in coding, you may stay in that field. So is there anything geared toward older workers, those who are doing perhaps a second act or something like that?
Okay.
Thank you, Stacey.
Stacey, as far as the financial piece, it would, we don't have enough time to talk about how I could how you could get capital. So look for the at the end for my email to contact me, and I can kind of point you in some directions. About the coding, I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't like to hire people that don't that aren't seasoned, meaning that's been doing this a lot of times, because I need that focus and somebody willing to do it. So you're not too old to do it. You can jump right back in. And there's such a shortage in our industry right now.
Right.
They're talking about we're going to be down 65% of the workers that we need.
Talk about what you've observed. Who makes a good coder? We've seen women primarily, but you said you have a workforce of all men.
Well, no, it's primarily men. It's not women that do most of the coding. It's primarily.
Why do you think that is?
Well,
don't get mad with these sisters now, because they'll come down here and fight you.
I don't want anybody to fight me.
Okay.
But what I can tell you, the reason it's primarily men, because men were pushed into the thinking studies when I was growing up. And, you know, I just turned 50. So they were pushed into it. And I was thinking.
Science, math.
Right.
The
science.
STEM, essentially.
What is now STEM. So I got into it because I had a teacher in high school. I finished all my high school studies practically by 11th grade, and I had to figure out something. So Mr. Taylor said, you're good at math, and you have a good a good deduction. You can understand and facilitate thought well. Yeah. So maybe you should try a computer. So women are getting more and more into it. A lot of people are getting into it just for the money, which is it is a good living, but the details are very,
did
very
you
hard.
Realize when Mr. Taylor was pushing you that he was pushing you into a money train?
I did not. I did not. But I have been very blessed that I've been pushed a long time. I tell you, I'm so glad to be here, because for a long time, I actually on Facebook posted and had some people from my family and friends to listen in, because a lot of people don't understand what I do.
Right.
They're like, well, she meant do something with computers.
They thought you got that you got that good weed on the side, don't they?
Well, I don't even smoke or drink, so they knew it wasn't that. But they had no idea what I did.
And you got that ooh wee hid in the garage over there she's selling on the weekend.
But one of my really good friends said, I have no idea exactly what you do.
What do you do?
But if I had to explain it, everything that's behind your iPhone, everything that's behind your computer, when you click a button, there's thousands of lines of code behind that button.
And you sit there all day
and
just
write
it.
And I sit there and write code, yes, I do. Oh. And I'm up all time at night. But the reason that I want more women and more people of color in it, I'm usually it. And when I started my business, it's been a hard road for me to get clients because I'm normally, as they say, a unicorn in the area.
Yeah. I let it go to Derek up here. Derek, you say you know Wendy now. This ain't that kind of show.
Is this Derek Moore?
This is Derek Moore.
Hey, Derek Moore. This is Derek Bozeman, in case you didn't know. I'm the host. Wendy's not the host of this. You got to greet me properly first before you get in here.
Mr. Bozeman.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. I thank you so much for having Wendy on your show. Every time I hear Wendy, I get excited. You know, and I'm so proud of her. I've known her for probably more than 15 years. We both worked at the state of Georgia together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and don't let Wendy fool you now. Computers is not the only thing Wendy does.
Yeah.
Wendy and I became good friends. Well, she was doing the PeopleSoft thing, and I was doing network administration, and I was just getting into security then, and she'd be having issues. And I'd say, and she'd come back there, and I'd say, look, if you need something done, just come and see me, and I'll open up the port for you. And she was doing sandboxes and stuff like that. But the way we became really good friends was Wendy was a baker. I know she's still baking.
She done brought some of this stuff down here. It got my sugar going all over the place.
Daisy's Desserts. That's her
Daisy
grandmother.
Daisy Desserts, yeah. And I can vouch for it. It is incredible. We're going to talk about that, too. But she brought some Daisy Desserts with her. We done give it out to the whole station.
Good stuff.
Nice.
Good stuff. And she's invited me to both her 40th and 50th birthday. She's a great friend.
There you go. Thank you, Derek. It's always good to have somebody say something nice about you. Let's go to Charles in Grant Park. Charles, you're on with Wendy McGee.
Yeah, this is Charlie. Hey, Mr. Bozeman, how are you doing today,
best
sir?
Best day of my life. I won't complain. You got a question or comment for Wendy?
Absolutely. Good to talk to you with you, Wednesday, Wendy. I have a unique situation here. I am totally blind, and I'm just I'm in the process of finishing and completing my fourth recording studio. And in reference to the coding issue, I have a lot of counterparts that I'm working with, and one Georgia Tech grad, first blind Georgia Tech grad out of so we're working with the coding aspects in reference to those that want to do what I'm doing that are blind and or visually impaired, and what we're doing is working on manufacturing code for the adaptive for the software, recording software that's that we use in the industry for recording. So you have any idea? Have you worked in the sphere of adaptive technology for the blind specifically, or all right, vision?
All right, thank you, Charlie.
Charlie, I actually have not, and actually you have just actually educated me, because I didn't know about that. I'd love to get more information about it, because I always like to expand the knowledge of things. But that sounds great, and congratulations. I know it's very, very hard, and Georgia Tech is one of the top schools in the country for that, for technology. So congratulations to you.
All right, when we come back, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, Wendy, we'll let you give everybody your name, and I meant your number and email address if they want to correspond with you.
Right.
And she have a slew of business. Gemini Data is one of them. And she have Daisy Desserts. I can vouch for those are good. Bella Locks, where they do extension weaves and wigs and the whole nine. The Wealth Cookbook, which is an online class of personal wealth and coaching. And Kendrick McGee Charitable Foundation. You can find out a lot more about that on Facebook. When we come back, we'll let Wendy give you her number and everything else. We got a quick question. Coming up after that is TLA Real Estate Services. Is your house is in foreclosure? Is your money done got short? And your household income has changed, and you trying to hold on to what you got? Ted asking to show you how to hold on to it. You don't have to just walk away and give it away. Throw your hands up. Don't leave grandmama's $100,000 worth of equity wrapped up in the house because you didn't know what to do. All right, we'll tell you how to get out of that fix, too, when we come back. Don't go out of place. Stick and stay with us. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Too Much Truth.
We continue seeing delays right now on the east side of town. This crash.
To Too Much Truth with my good friend Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Look out. The SOS band. Y'all don't know about that. Ted asked me. Come on in here, Teddy. You can jump on in. You might as well jump in here about this. Jump on in one of these things here. That ain't the crazy chair that go down when you sit in there. Turn on Teddy's microphone. One of the greatest band, SOS, just be good to me. Don't worry about what them other folks do. You just be good to me. You know what I'm saying? Ted Aston, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Derek.
Man,
really enjoying this interview here today.
We might as well just bring you in here, because we're talking about money. You know something about that money. Ted, long before Teddy were helping broke folk keep their houses, he was a nightclub owner. Teddy's Live and Underground.
Yeah.
The Music Man.
Yes, I was. And 20 years with Warner Brothers Records.
20 years with Warner Brothers. Discovered, kind of helped Prince get his start.
Yes, I was.
Prince was, couldn't have been no more than what, 20-something?
16.
You know? 16 when you met him.
He was 16 when he recorded his first album. I heard the test pressing, and I took it to the label and said, wow, do you know what we have here? This is awesome Prince. He wrote every song. He played every instrument. He produced the album. What more can a 16-year-old do? Yeah. We had veterans at the label that had been there 15, 20 years that never produced a record or wrote a song.
And so you saw this comet coming.
And the rest is history. Prince lives forever.
Mining machine, too.
Absolutely, man. There was so much money made after his death. I mean, there was more
money made after his death than it was
when he was here.
That's what they're doing now.
I'm sure it's coming. We got to get you back because we really got to talk about wealth. And just like Ted was saying, you know, Aretha Franklin now made more money. Mm-hmm. They done sold everything. Anything with her name on it is been sold out and making more money. Die without a will, so the state is making money. Right. Do you deal with that as a subject matter, too?
I actually don't. I try to stay in my lane, but I know great people who do. And that's something very important that we don't do is have a will. You know, if you got $10, you still need to know who need to get that $10.
And what about insurance? Do you cover
insurance? I do cover insurance because a lot of people, that's one of the things they forget when they're budgeting. They forget personal health insurance or personal insurance for their kids. So that's part of the things we talk about.
You got to have that because
that'll devastate you.
Most bankruptcies are filed because of medical bills.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to go file the bankruptcy. You about to say something, Teddy?
Yes, medical hardships usually always lead to financial hardships.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that we assist homeowners doing is saving their homes because, and I know we'll talk about that a little later, but Wendy, I'm really enjoying your interview with her.
Yeah, that's great information. Tell us real quick all of the business. I just kind of ran them down.
Yeah.
And which came first?
Kendrick McGee Consulting came first, which became Gemini
Data.
That's
you and your nephew.
That's just me. That's my mom's maiden name and my last name.
All right, cool.
And I did it to make it, you know, seem bigger than it was, you know, fake it till you make it kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we moved to Gemini Data because it gotten to the point where all of my clients only wanted me. They didn't want the company. They were like, we want to talk to Wendy. So I had a name change, Gemini, because I'm a Gemini, and Data because that's what we do exclusively. So that came first. And during that, I ended up working in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I would work during the day at the Time Life building in Times Square. And then I would go to culinary school at night to learn to bake. My mom had some great recipes and my aunts. And then I decided to go to culinary school. Then after that, we started the Charitable Foundation when I started traveling to Africa and seeing the need. And also seeing the need not only in my hometown, but in my back door. And it's all about showing people that look like me that there's more to things than just outside your window.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a whole great world. The people in Africa embrace us every time I go there.
Certainly.
I don't want to come back home because I'm treated so well. And then after that came the Wealth Cookbook. Like I said, it started out as a conversation between friends. And then I started helping people with their finances.
Developing content.
Yeah, and just doing it. Because I wanted to be that person because everybody want to call up Dave Ramsey and all these other people, I wanted people to see that where I came from and that it's actually, no one gave me a whole bunch. It started from just
then you got hands. In the hair business. You just couldn't leave this hair
I did,
alone.
But let me tell you.
A lot of money in the hair business.
Let me tell you how that happened. I was over on Camp Creek Parkway, and there used to be a Barnes & Noble. It's now a hair salon.
No, absolutely.
A hair accessory place. When I drove up, there was a Brinks truck outside, and the lady was coming out with the Brinks guys. So you know it's a lot of money when they need her and them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go in there, and there's only people look like me, and she's sitting on a perch up real high looking down on us. And we should own this business because we are 99% of it.
Oh, certainly.
And I do own it lock, stock, and barrel. I don't have to go to anybody to get the hair. I get the hair and bring
right
it
now.
In. But the thing is that it's a glass ceiling, and it's an education thing to let everybody know. Because I feel like the stylist should make the money because that would be like you coming to me to bake you a cake and then you brought the flour and the sugar. Why shouldn't the stylist or the hairdressers sell their own hair or sell a good quality hair and then you're not bringing stuff from outside and they don't know what they're getting?
I give everybody how they can reach you. If they want to reach you, get more information about the various businesses, know about any job, upcoming job opening. We got a couple of people on the phone.
Okay.
Gonna try to work them
I'm going
to
give you
quick.
Guys just one email address, which
there
is going to be the easiest way. No phone numbers or anything.
All
please
right.
be patient with us as we return emails. But it's info, I-N-F-O, at wendymcgee.com.
Tell them how to spell that.
INFO at WENDYMCGHEE.com. So info at WendyMcGee.com.
All right, Liz, Tony, you got a question real quick. Just a question for Wendy.
All right. All right, real quick. Mr. Bozeman first. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Just wanted to give you your props. Miss Wendy.
Yes.
I've been in IT since the early 90s. I made a dumb mistake, which kind of messed me up. I was a hacker, blah, blah, blah. Nevertheless, I know Pascal, COBOL, Python, C#. I know everything. But the issue that got me messed up has been a block. And it's
well, you got a little felony conviction on your record.
See, why you had to throw me under the bus
Look here. Ain't nothing to look here. I done been to jail 12 times. I'm just trying to look. Ain't no need of talking around it. This is straight talk here.
I know.
Did he get past that?
Well, how do I get past this, Wendy?
Well,
I mean,
okay.
First of all,
I need you to email me, and let me tell you why I think you need to get past how you will get past it. You will get past it when people like me, who are open to knowing that people make mistakes and are willing to hire you, because your skill set is above reproach. In other words, you should have used that evil for good. But now we're gonna move on from there. But that's why I'm here trying to build more business, because I want to be able to hire people and give people a second chance. Because everybody needs a chance. And if I had something for you, and I'm trying to build myself a database so that when I go to these companies, I can say, I can supply you with 50 people that are trained and skilled. We got people out there all the time, but other people are getting into it and taking over the jobs.
All right. And then look, Tony, you that good at hell. Hacking to the police files and change you to an upstanding citizen.
Now, Tony, don't do that. Don't do that, Tony. Don't backslide.
There you go.
Tony.
Yeah, you go in there and change you until you got the Citizen of the Month award from the police department.
And listen, you call Derek to get you out when you go down.
Right. Just do it in Fulton County where I still got some pool at. Don't go up in Douglas County, these other places. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you got a real quick question because we're over the time already.
Gotcha. I appreciate you coming to me, Derek, and I love your show.
Thank you, brother.
Real quick, Wendy, have you ever had a situation where somebody use your data service and they bring an idea to you and they don't go through with the service, and then, you know, they try to come back and sue you and say, hey, you took my idea. Like, do you sign some kind of, like, confidentiality agreement or something like that?
I have confidentiality agreements. I don't step on anyone's site without a confidentiality agreement and an insurance. If you have all of those things in place, that's what the insurance is for. The premiums are expensive. There's errors and omissions that you should carry. And I carry $2 million plus another underwrite for insurance. So never do any work on anyone's data without insurance.
Now, this ain't no mom and pop operation. This ain't no Tom and Jerry operation. This is to know what she's talking about.
Yeah, you don't want to do
that. Insurance, insure against those claims because they will sue you.
Right.
Thankfully, I've never
been sued, but I'm ready if I ever am sued.
Wendy, you got to come back.
I will definitely come back. And please, everybody, email me. And I would love for you guys to join my wealth class. It's literally helping you help you. Because a lot of places want to charge you thousands of dollars to tell you how to do it. I tell you how to do it. That whole teach a man to fish. Because I think we can all do it. We can all be wealthy. Traveling with Derek around the country.
There you go. Now you're going to come tag team with me. You know, I'm getting ready to
do
some community organizing.
I'm with you.
I'm going to add you as the wealth factor to
I will do
to
it. And
seminar.
And you know what? As long as we're there and we're talking serious and making a difference, let's do it.
I'm going to charge them enough that I'm only going to be talking to serious people.
Yeah, that's key.
I'm the only one. Look here, you spend $500, you ought to get a serious conversation.
You do.
And some good chicken to go with it for 2 days.
And some good cake. That's always the way.
All right, well, safe travels.
Thank
we know
you so
you're going to be traveling. Bring back that loop now.
I'm trying. Right. Please, prayers for me, everyone.
Good energy, good vibration. This is a good sister. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you.
All right, look, we got to take a break. We'll be back with Ted Aston. We're going to skip the 2-minute workout. We already done cut time. We're going to just dance about this money. Just dance in place where you are like you're doing like you're at church. The praise break. Give me the praise breakout song real quick. Just dance right where you are. Just like he's blessing you right now. The Lord is blessing you real good. Just break out with it. There you go. Look out. When I think of that money and what it can do for me. When I think about that money and how it set me free. I can dance, 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 dance all night.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? Look, it will be back. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WLK.
I can't hear you.
There are many ways to hear it.